Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Vanished ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
At this point, my child is missing, so I trust no one. I'm going to say it until I leave this world. I believe it was a major cover-up. Someone in that's higher up in that department is connected to that family. And I'm going to go to my grave saying it.
Hello, and welcome to episode 63 of The Vanished. 24-year-old Desmond Moore was last seen leaving his home in Goshen, Mississippi on August 30th, 2014. He set out that day to walk a short distance to go meet some friends at a local Pizza Hut. Desmond never made it to the Pizza Hut, nor did he ever make it back home. His mother, Delena, has been fighting law enforcement to take her son's case seriously for over 2 years, while at the same time she's been trying to track down leads on her own. This is a case where no one's talking. Some people are lawyering up, and what was once just rumors of local police corruption has now become the subject of a federal lawsuit. Who can you trust when Desmond's closest friends aren't talking and the police are dealing with a scandal of their own? This is Desmond's story. Audible offers thousands of popular favorites, exclusive new series, guided wellness programs, comedy, and exciting new voices and audio. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. The Audible app makes it easy to listen anytime, anywhere. While traveling, working out, walking, doing chores, you decide. I like to listen a little bit each evening while I'm cooking dinner. And it's great for my evening walks, too. Recently, I've been listening to Lay Them to Rest by Laura Norton. It's a fantastic audiobook. You don't want to miss it. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/MIA or text MIA to 500-500. That's audible.com/MIA or text MIA to 500-500. Everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt can be a challenge. I've always had problems whether it was with the fit or quality. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist and you can find it at Skims. From cropped silhouettes to long-sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. You know that I've been wearing Skims for a long time, and recently tried one of their t-shirts. It's the best-fitting tee I've ever worn. Skims makes the best basics and foundations. I got the boyfriend t-shirt in Onyx, and it's so soft and comfortable. I want to wear it every day. It literally fits like a dream. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Goshen is a small coastal town in southern Mississippi. Desmond had been living with his mom, Delena, in Goshen at the time of his disappearance. Delena told me a little bit about Desmond.
Desmond was working on his career as a rapper. He had wrote a bunch of songs and had did a couple in a studio, and he's a people person. People gravitate to him. He's very outgoing, outspoken, but mannerable at the same time. He just was a good kid.
The weekend that Desmond went missing also happened to be Labor Day weekend. Delena went away for the weekend and told me about the last time she saw her son.
And I had left Friday night. On my way out, I gave him a hug. He kissed me on my cheek. We said, I love you. I told him, don't have anybody in my house. He's like, I'm not, Ma. And then I left to get on the road Friday night.
So, Delena left Friday night, and on Saturday, Desmond was communicating with a friend via Facebook Messenger. They decided to meet up at a local Pizza Hut. This Pizza Hut was just a short walk from Desmond's house. Desmond had a girlfriend at the time. They had been dating for about 2 years. She was with Desmond at his house that day, but instead of joining him at the Pizza Hut with his friends, she was going to stay back and wait for him there. Desmond left his home and simply vanished. His girlfriend stayed at his house the rest of the weekend and didn't bother to contact anyone until Monday evening when she called Delana around 5 p.m.
I was already on the highway. And at that time, his girlfriend at the time, Montoya, called to tell me that he left Saturday morning to go meet his friend and left her at my house. And she said he had never came back. So my question to her was, why did she wait from Saturday morning to Monday evening to just now call me and tell me that he never came back, because he definitely wouldn't leave you in my house no whole weekend? And her reply was, she thought he went to be with another woman. I said, and leave you in my house? I don't think so. I said, you cannot be that dumb. And, you know, I just went on a little tangent for a minute. So I hung up on her, and I called his friend at the time was Amico. I tried to call, but the number I had for him was disconnected. So then I believe I called my ex-husband. I asked him, had he seen him? And he said no. But once I got home, I just made a number of calls to try to see if anybody had heard from him or seen him or anything like that. And then Tuesday morning, I went to the police station and made a report.
You would think that if you were dating someone for 2 years, you would be pretty invested in that relationship, right? Well, just 2 weeks after Desmond disappeared, his girlfriend cut off contact with his family.
She actually pulled away about 2 weeks into the investigation. Once the police questioned her, shall I say, she cut off all contact with me.
So this is when the first person who was really close to Desmond went quiet, and we don't know why. Does she know more? Has she been intimidated by someone? I asked Delana what she thought.
I don't know if she had any involvement in it, but I think she know more than what she related to me.
There's a quote from the girlfriend in an early article from around the time that she cut off contact with Desmond's family. She said, "When he says he's coming back, he's coming back, and I just didn't know none of this was going to happen." This quote has led to some suspicion that maybe she did know something was going to happen. I attempted to reach her to get a comment for this episode, but I didn't get a response. Delana was immediately frustrated by the response from law enforcement after she reported Desmond missing. This is what she was told when she went to file a report.
The officer, the sergeant that took my report actually told me if they found my son, it would be on accident.
The Goshen Police Department didn't contact Delana again until she started contacting the media to voice her concerns about the lack of investigation.
He had been gone about 2 months, 2.5 months before I actually met with someone with Goshen Police Department. No one from that police department had came to my house. Early on, anything, I sat down with the captain, Cooksey, at the time. Me and my mom and my son had been missing over 60 days at that point. And when we went to the station and he wanted to sit down and talk to me because I had went on the radio station, went on the news and gave a report in the paper as well, that I felt like they wasn't doing anything because they didn't. All the information they got, they had came from me and my family and my friends getting out searching and handing out flyers and asking anyone if they know anything to contact me. The police didn't do anything. They didn't come get any of his clothing. They didn't get any dolls out.
Since the police were not actively investigating the case, Delana was out trying to find out as much information as she possibly could. Desmond's girlfriend said that he had left around 10 a.m. on Saturday morning to walk to the Pizza Hut, but Delana wanted to know if she could get a better timeline for that day.
I'm not an investigator, so I was doing everything basically as a parent. So by the time I thought of, okay, if he walked to the Pizza Hut, then maybe the cameras from the flower shop would have caught him, or the cameras from the liquor store that he passed would have been leading out to the road and they could have caught him. The only ones that had cameras leading out to the road was the liquor store man. But when I thought about it, his video tapes flip over after 7 days. And I thought about it like a week and a half, or had passed, when I thought about the videotape. Maybe the videotape could have given me an exact timeline of when he walked. Because initially, when I went and made the police report, I went by what Montoya told me that he left at 10-something. At that time, I did not have any information, an exact information on when he actually left.
As I said earlier, Desmond had been communicating with his friends via Facebook Messenger over the Wi-Fi at his mom's house. She later found an old phone that Desmond was still logged into Facebook on. She was able to see that Desmond had not left around 10 a.m. as the girlfriend had stated earlier.
That's when I found out he actually left around 12:26 in the afternoon, because that was the last Facebook message that he sent the friend, saying, "I'm on my way." And he was using the Wi-Fi from in the house to do that, because his iPhone 5 was turned off. So he had been communicating with the friend through Facebook.
So we know that Desmond must have left sometime shortly after that 12:26 p.m. message to his friend saying that he was leaving. I asked Elena if she could give us an idea of how long it would have taken him to walk to the Pizza Hut from her home.
It's about 16 minutes and some seconds, actually. Me, my mom, and two neighbors of mine, we did the walk, because you could go four different ways from my house, depending on how you live, as far as which road you took. So we all took a different route and arrived at Pizza Hut in a matter of seconds of each other. But it is 16 minutes and some seconds from my house to the Pizza Hut if you're walking.
With the information that he must have left shortly after that 12:26 message, and that it would have taken him about 16 minutes to get to the Pizza Hut, we can assume that Desmond must have disappeared sometime between 12:30 and 1 p.m. that day. If Desmond was walking in broad daylight, someone must have seen him. A witness did come forward saying that she gave Desmond a ride that day.
See, that's what's so strange also, is because a young lady had came forth that knew my son real well, that they were supposed to be good friends. She had came forth early on, like in the first 2 weeks that he was missing. She said that she remembered picking him up because she was running late to JC, which is the college, Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College. Is that direction. So she said she was running late for a class and she passed him up, and then she turned around, she said, because they hadn't spoken in months, because she had moved to Hattiesburg and she had recently came back and she was staying in Goshen. And so she passed him up, but then she said she turned around and came back and picked him and asked him where was he going. He said he was going to Pizza Hut to meet a friend. And so she said she gave him a ride. So she gave him the ride, and she said that he got out and then got in a car with two dudes.
Delena took this story to the police, but when they wanted to question this friend, her story changed.
But then she came back a few days later when I told her the police wanted to talk to her. She came back and retracted and said, no, it wasn't that day. It was another day, because she was headed the opposite direction. She was headed away from the school. I mean, she told the story the exact same way to me and my mom, but the only thing she messed up at, she said she was heading away. So if you're heading the opposite direction, there's no way possible that you could have picked him up and dropped him off. That's the only thing in her story. So I think she just got scared and didn't want to talk to the police, because police is not trustworthy on the coast, unfortunately. Nobody trusts the police. A lot of people have had bad experiences.
One day, while Delaina was handing out flyers, she was approached by a man who described seeing Desmond get into the backseat of a burgundy Buick or Mercury with two men inside. He was even able to give her a tag number. She brought this information to the police and was very frustrated by their response. Instead of following up on this lead, they interrogated her about who this man was and how he could have remembered a license plate number. Now, I will admit that it is odd to me that someone would remember a license plate number from a car that they just saw someone get into. I could see someone making a mental note of a plate number if they thought they were witnessing a crime, but it's strange to remember it if nothing out of the ordinary was going on. This lead could have been a huge missed opportunity in the investigation, or it could have been someone trying to throw off the investigation. You can understand why Delaina was so frustrated because she was the only one out there looking for leads. And then when she found one, the police didn't want to do their end of the work. Even if the lead had been someone trying to throw off the investigation, looking into it could have led them to someone who knew something. Delaina explained to me why she believes her son's case has gone nowhere.
Did they move on it? No, they did not. I'm sure the car is burnt up or crushed or whatever. Because I don't care who gets mad with Gulfside Police Department. I'm going to say it until I leave this world. I believe it was a major cover-up within Gulfside Police Department that someone higher up in that department is connected to that family. And I'm going to go to my grave saying it.
So you're probably wondering who this family is that Delaina mentioned. Well, those friends who Desmond was going to meet that day just so happened to be brothers. They live in Alabama, about 30 minutes away from where Desmond went missing. These brothers have only ever been questioned over the phone, and they've since gotten attorneys. Delaina explained to me how Desmond met these brothers.
They had been friends for a couple years. Desmond met the younger brother at Chevron Refinery the first time he went out there to work. And actually, when he got back on, because they laid him off, and when he got back on, the one that was supposed to be his best friend, their dad, is the one that helped get my son called back out there. So, because my son had been to their house and rode their motorcycles with them, you know. He knew them and they knew him very well, which is why I was so hurt with the resistance of the cooperation in trying to help eliminate yourself as a suspect if you're innocent. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to be blamed for something that I know I don't have nothing to do. So here you go. You need to search my car. Sure, search my car. Because I know for a fact ain't none of his DNA in this car.
We all know there are things in life that you have to compromise on, but when it comes to your health, there's no compromise. So don't settle for that one doctor that isn't really addressing your needs. Instead, check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable. And you can even search by location, availability, and insurance. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're searching for. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 72 hours. That's it. I use this and you should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/vanished and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/vanished. ZocDoc.com/vanished. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. When you're a parent, you'll have your fair share of big talks with your kids. One of those big talks should involve money, and Greenlight can help with that. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families. You can send your kids instant money transfers, get real-time notifications of spending, manage chores, and automate allowance. I've been using Greenlight with my older two kids for years. One thing that I love about it is that I can set up recurring or one-time chores, customized to my family's needs, and then my kids earn an allowance to reward them for a job well done. Not only does it motivate them to actually get the chores done, but it also teaches them a bit about financial literacy and independence. They're learning to earn, save, and spend wisely. So stop putting off the money talk and start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/vanished. That's greenlight.com/vanished to try Greenlight for free. One more time, that's greenlight.com/vanished.
There's one thing about the communication between Desmond and the brothers that really stuck out to me as a huge red flag. Imagine for a moment that you plan on driving 30 minutes to meet up with a friend at a restaurant. Your friend sends a message saying they're leaving, and then they never show up. What would you do? I know that I'd probably sit and wait for a while, especially knowing that my friend's walking. Then I'd probably send another message just checking to make sure everything's okay and to remind them that I'm still waiting. Eventually, I'd probably send another message to let them know that I waited for a long time but gave up, and I'd probably ask them to let me know everything was okay. But guess what? Desmond's friends didn't do any of this. There were no messages from the friends that Desmond was supposed to meet that day after his 12:26 message saying that he was on his way. When Delana got frustrated with the Goche Police Department, she went to the county sheriff's office for help. While she was there, they called the brothers, who each told two different stories about what happened on August 30th, 2014.
The younger brother, the one in the Marines, is the one that was supposed to be my son's best friend. He's the one that said he went to Pizza Hut. He waited 45 minutes. My son never showed up. I was in the room when Lieutenant Miller questioned him over the phone, so that's why I could tell you exactly what was said. He asked him, did anybody go with him? The brother said he went by himself. Okay, so then about a little while had passed, about 30, 40 minutes had passed, and the older brother called. He asked the older brother, had he seen Desmond or talked to Desmond? He said no. He said, me and my brother drove down there that Saturday, and we waited about 45 minutes at the Pizza Hut, but he never showed up. Now, the older brother works on cell phone towers. So when supposedly the FBI checked their phone records, the phone was cut off, which I'm already telling the police, of course, he works on cell phone towers, so he already know. Why would his phone be cut on when they finna go do something they don't have no business, undoubtedly, you know? And then another thing that pissed me off is the fact the older brother say they was together. The younger brother say they was not together. So when Lieutenant Miller say, well, hold up, because I already spoke to your younger brother, and he say y'all wasn't together. He say you wasn't in the car. He went by himself. So the other brother thinking that Lieutenant Miller trying to trick him, right? And he was like, you are lying. Why would my brother tell you we not together and we were both in the car? That doesn't make any sense. But his brother did say he went by himself. Lieutenant Miller was not tricking him. That's exactly what his brother said, that he went by himself. But the older brother backed up what the witness said, because the witness said that two of them was in the car.
If these brothers did something to hurt Desmond, what was their motive? The brothers have mentioned to Desmond's family that he owed them $700.
Well, the older brother kept saying, well, he didn't tell me, so my ex-husband and he told my ex-husband's brothers that my son still owed him $700. According to the messages, he had been asking for that money over some months, but my son wasn't working. Matter of fact, the Tuesday before Desmond went, leading up to that Saturday when Desmond went missing, in the messages, Desmond is telling him, because he wanted to meet up with Desmond, and he's telling Desmond that he has this drug connect and all of this. And Desmond's like, man, I'm at a job fair in D'Iberville. They saying they can help us get a job. And they're going back and forth. And he was like, I really need to speak to you. I got this bad connect. And so Desmond's kind of like pushing him off of that. And then I was told later from a reliable source within the sheriff's police department, because they could go back and look at the Facebook messages that had been deleted. He told me that off the record that they had been trying to get my son pulled back in to selling drugs for some months, like had been after him, and Desmond just had been dodging them. And he told me off the record, he believed that they know exactly what happened to my child. But that's all he could say about it.
On the one-year anniversary of Desmond's disappearance, one of the brothers showed up again, not concerned about Desmond, but concerned about his $700.
Well, I can tell you that on the year anniversary of my son missing, my ex-husband called me and told me that the older brother came to his house and asked had they heard anything about Desmond, and brought up once again that Desmond owed him $700. My thing was, you mean to tell me he had the audacity to come around? And just being honest and real, it's probably a good thing that I no longer live in the state of Mississippi. And I was so angry with my ex-husband because I'm like, why didn't y'all do something? We just answer and just tell us. He said he ain't know. Of course he's going to say that. Of course he's going to say that. I will too.
As I'm sure you can tell, Delena is not a fan of the Goshen Police Department. On this show, you have heard from a lot of families who have gotten the runaround from different police departments, and she has too. The media told her that they won't cover Desmond unless the police ask her to. So she went to the police department, and they told her that they don't tell the media what to air on the news. One situation that's really frustrated her was when they told her that they did a huge search for Desmond, and she later found out that wasn't true.
I just caught them in so many lies. They supposedly searched the park, the big park that's in Goshen. I forget the name of it, but it's 100-some acres in Goshen. Supposedly, Teddy Wilson claims that him and about 50 officers went out there and searched the ground. Needless to say, the very next day, I went out there and I asked the young lady that was working at the gate, because when you come in, it's someone in a little box there, you know. And I asked her, I was like, I'm the mother of the young man who's missing. Can you tell me, were a bunch of police officers out here searching yesterday? And she was like, no, ma'am, it was only 2 officers. Now, mind you, he told me it was 50 officers and they searched for hours and came up with nothing. I said, did they have any dogs? Because supposedly they had dogs. No, they did not have any dogs. So once again, I was lied to. I don't know what it is. He didn't think I was going to go behind him and check, or I was just going to take his word at face value because he's a police officer. Not. At this point, my child is missing, so I trust no one. No one. No one can be trusted in my eyes at this point because my child is missing. And furthermore, no police officer came to my house to actively show me that they were concerned about my child being missing.
She's also gotten outside search groups to agree to help aid in the search for Desmond, but law enforcement keeps turning them all away.
Which is another thing that pisses me off. Every time I talk about this, the anger comes to surface because it's all bottled up inside of me. So it's like the anger just comes full throttle when I talk about it. I have this lady, Miss Barbara, that has been helping me with this from week one, or maybe the second week I met her. I don't know, because days was just, everything was, I was kind of zoned in, zoned out. But she came into my life, and when I say that lady hit the ground and trying to really help me find out what happened to my son, and every outside search group that we tried to get to bring in to help Goshen Police Department was shut down. They would talk to me and her at first, and then all of a sudden they couldn't talk to me. They would tell, they wouldn't even answer our calls. They would say, we had to talk to Goshen Police Department. Well, the police department wasn't telling me anything. I asked why I couldn't be there while the search was going on. Oh, that's not how we do it, Ms. Moore. That, why not? Why not? Why I can't be changed? Why not? Why I can't be there? I want to be there. But I wasn't there because you shutting down the searches. You're not allowing any searches. You're lying to me and telling me that you're searching. But truth is, you're not searching. You're not doing nothing, you know. And it's frustrating when you're fighting to find your child and then you also fight the local police department for them to get up off their butts and do their job, and they don't want to do it. Everybody I tried to bring in, they shut it down. I don't know what they're telling these people. Then I know one of them, they told the man that the family was a cooperative. I said, every piece of information, how I'm not cooperative? Everything they have is because of me. So Goshen Police Department, as far as I'm concerned, is full of crooks and liars as cops. Now, they might have one or two good ones, but I ain't met them.
The Vanished is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up after the winter, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. It's a good time to think about the right amount of socializing for you. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you prefer more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. A therapist can help you learn how to set boundaries so you feel empowered to be the best version of yourself. Everyone can benefit from therapy. It's not just for those who've experienced major trauma. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, so it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/vanished today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/vanished.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And I was thrilled to learn that Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I now have several items from Quince. I love their cardigans, pants, and shirts. I find their pieces to be easy to mix and match, and also to dress up or dress down. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/vanished for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/vanished to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/vanished.
Another frustration that she has is the fact that police won't question the brothers since they've gotten a lawyer.
The police said that they couldn't have them come in and question because they had got a lawyer. Now, I've never heard of such in my life. People get questioned all the time with their lawyers sitting right by their side. So, once again, I just feel like Goshen Police Department is very inexperienced in handling a missing person case. For them to say that they can't talk to someone who is a suspect because they have a lawyer is bullshit. And you could quote me on that right there. That's some bullshit. But a simple fact, you can have your damn lawyer in that room while you being questioned. I tried to get the FBI to take it over. They said they had to fit a certain type of criteria. And as far as they could tell, it didn't fit the criteria. So I was stuck with dealing with some incompetent people that call themselves police officers.
I asked Delaina what she thinks happened to Desmond.
So I figure they probably tried to rough him up. It was no win situation. Ego was bruised. So then you went on and you killed my child. And then you panicked after you killed him. Then it hit you. Oh, what are we going to do now? And y'all never figured that I would be the type of person that would really dig into it. You didn't think that far into your plan. To be able for me to put two and two together and figure out that y'all did something to my child.
She also told me that Desmond was an experienced fighter and would not have backed down easily. Did the brothers try to intimidate Desmond over $700 and it just went too far? Was there something else going on that just hasn't been discovered yet? We know that the police have been able to retrieve messages from Facebook that Desmond had deleted. Those messages showed the brothers trying to talk Desmond into getting involved with selling drugs. Could his disappearance be related to their drug connections? Why are the witnesses so scared to talk in this case? Is it a distrust of the local police, or is someone keeping them quiet? I will tell you what I think. I think the brothers were most likely involved, but I think it's quite possible that other people were involved too, or at least know what happened to Desmond. The fact that the brothers told the police two different stories about what happened on that day is very suspicious. I think the one brother coming around on the one-year anniversary inquiring again about the $700 was probably just an excuse to poke around and see if anything was going on in Desmond's case. The fact that the brothers never attempted to contact Desmond after that 1226 text on the day he disappeared tells me that they most likely did meet up with him that day. Since they never showed any concern about Desmond when he didn't show up that day, did they know there was no point in trying to contact him? Also, is it just a coincidence that they shut off their phones around that time on the day he disappeared? We know the one brother works on cell towers, and he probably had enough knowledge to know that they could have used the phones to track them. I attempted to contact both brothers for this episode, but I got no response. I wasn't shocked by the silence since I know they've both obtained legal counsel. As far as Delaina's frustrations with the police go, local corruption isn't just something that she's bringing up because she's frustrated that Desmond's still missing. There have been scandals in both the Goshen Police Department and the County Sheriff's Office. Earlier in the episode, Delaina mentioned Jerry Cooksey, who was the former police captain in Goshen. He's the one that brought Delaina in 2 weeks after Desmond disappeared because she was talking about their lack of an investigation in the media. Well, in December of 2016, he filed a federal lawsuit regarding corruption within the police department. How far the corruption goes, we may never know. Delaina told me what it's been like fighting not only to find her son, but also having to push so hard to get the police to do something with his case.
The more time go by, they say stuff get easier. For me, it doesn't. For me, it gets worse. It gets harder instead of easier for me. It gets harder. It gets harder to keep going. It gets harder. Like lately, I've been in a real deep depression. And I guess because in the beginning, I wasn't in a depression. In the beginning, I was working so hard on trying to find answers, you know? And now, this coming August 30th, it'll be 3 years. So it's like, it's more anger and rage that's brewing inside of me. It's just brewing.
If you have any information about Desmond's disappearance, please contact HALO's Investigations tip line at 803-599-4256. You may remember HALO's Investigations from the Lexi Stacy episode. They asked me to feature Desmond along with some of their other cases in the future. If you have a tip regarding Desmond, you can remain anonymous, and this tip line is not associated with law enforcement. Since so many people are hesitant to speak with local law enforcement in this case, the hope is that with this tip line, someone will feel comfortable enough to come forward with information. Again, that number is 803-599-2486. That brings us to the end of episode 63, I'd like to thank Delaina for taking the time to speak with me, and all of you for listening. If you would like to reach me, I have a Facebook page and a group. My Twitter handle is @TheVanishedPod, and I'm also now on Instagram. Another way you can reach me is through the contact form at thevanishedpodcast.com. Join me next week. I will be discussing the disappearance of a woman from Kentucky.
I heard a whole lot of what they couldn't do. I have yet to hear what they can do. But actions speak louder than words. And their actions show me that they can do nothing but shut down every outside force that I brought in to try to help find my child. They could do that.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
It's all a lighthearted nightmare on our podcast, Morbid.
We're your hosts. I'm Alina Urquhart.
And I'm Ash Kelly.
And our show is part true crime, part spooky, and part comedy.
The stories we cover are well-researched.
He claimed and confessed to officially killing up to 28 people.
With a touch of humor.
I just like to go ahead and say that if there's no band called Malevolent Deity,
that is pretty great.
A dash of sarcasm and just garnished a bit with a little bit of cursing.
This motherfucker lied.
Like a liar.
Like a liar.
And if you're a weirdo like us and love to cozy up to a creepy tale of the paranormal,
or you love to hop in the Wayback Machine and dissect the details of some of history's most notorious crimes,
you should tune in to our podcast, Morbid. Follow Morbid on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to episodes early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.